This episode of Small Biz Indie is a rebroadcast of the Indie's Trusted Servant Show with Danny O'Malley. The Indie's Trusted Servant Show airs Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m. on 91.9 FM WITT. WITT is a listener-supported radio station located in Zionsville, Indiana. To learn more about the Indie's Trusted Servant Show, or WITT, visit their website at 919WITT.org.
It's Wednesday, June 13th at 4:30 p.m. here in metropolitan Indianapolis, and you're tuned to 91.9 FM, WITT, the home of unpredictable music. And that means you're listening to the Indie's Trusted Servant Show every Wednesday at 4:30 on 91.9 with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indie's Trusted Servant. What is Indie's Trusted Servant? Well, I am Indie's Trusted Servant. I do customer service training and keynote speaking about customer service. It's all about the culture of the organization. And if you are interested in learning more, give me a call at 317-413-9062. What's the Indie's Trusted Servant Show? Well, it's lively, local, small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy. And my guest this week is a fairly new acquaintance that I've met in the past year or so. A young fellow who's about to turn 30, he tells me. So he's a little younger than the average guest on the show. And his name is Ryan Henry, and the topic is business networking. His organization is called Open in Indiana, and we're going to talk about some of his networking events and his philosophy of networking. He's also an IT marketing guy would be the way to put that. Ryan Henry, welcome to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show.
Well, thank you for having me, Danny.
Well, it's great to have you, Ryan. And tell us a little bit about Ryan Henry, how you got into IT marketing and how that kind of led you into doing the Open in Indiana network thing. Give us a little bit about your background.
Well, shortly after I moved to Indianapolis, I was working a job that I realized I didn't really like. And it had never occurred to me before that I could actually pursue my passion and make a living doing it. So,
what was your passion?
My passion was technology and people in general. Both of those were things that I find interesting.
Some people would say those two don't go together.
Normally they don't. However, when people find out you can talk and you're relatively good with technology, it leads to some good conversations with folks. So,
gotcha. So, you left the job and started your marketing company, right?
Well, originally I started doing home computer repair for people. So I was the guy you would call when your Windows PC didn't connect to the internet. And so that morphed in from I was coming to your home to work on your computer to I got in touch with a few people who own their own business and establishing a good trust pattern with them. They invited me into their business to help work on some things.
Including marketing, maybe?
Yes. By the time we made the formal switch from computer repair and IT over to marketing, just about all of our clients weren't asking us to fix their computers anymore. They were asking us if we could put a website together or manage their social media and just in general how to get the word out about their business.
Now, do you still fix computers?
From time to time, I will for people that we've connected with.
For clients and so forth.
Absolutely. Yeah. Friends and longtime clients, but we no longer pursue new IT clients.
Okay, gotcha. So and the name of the company is Henry Marketing Group, right?
Yes.
And if somebody's interested in finding out about that, give them a website.
Our website is henrymg.com. And our office phone number is 317-559-1059.
And I can tell you that Ryan is quite an expert in IT marketing and social media. Some of his events are seminars on those topics, and we'll get to that eventually. So how did the networking thing grow from that?
Well, so we, for a very brief period, operated a retail store where folks could drop off their computer and have them worked on or purchase equipment from us, and that was right around the time that...
When you say us, that's you and your wife, right?
Yes, it was myself and my wife. We were the only two employees that operated the store, so it meant we were working open till close. 6 days a week. And that just wore us down. So we got to a point where we decided that this isn't really what we wanted to do. There had to be a better way to do it. Around that time, I discovered Eventbrite and some of the things that were on Eventbrite that I could find. So I found a Gold Star Network in the Greenwood area originally and attended.
So you started attending networking things.
Yes, and that first event I attended, I was incredibly scared. I'm thinking there's all these professionals at the table and they're going to go, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. But that wasn't the case. Everyone was very friendly, and it was just a sense of community that someone who's self-employed normally wouldn't have, the same way someone who works in an office and has coworkers together around the water cooler with.
So you found in networking a community that you didn't have just with your wife and yourself running the business, and the only people you're interacting with are your clients.
Absolutely.
Right? So that grew, I guess. You did more networking. You're sounding a little bit like me.
Yes.
In this.
And so after attending that first meeting, a few people gave me advice that I should try a few different types of events, and they were able to give me the date and time and where I should go for those events.
And what were some of those? You don't have to remember all of them.
There was one program in particular that I really connected with well called Power Circle Network. And so those meetings didn't have a membership financial commitment, which really
right.
appealed to me.
Right.
But at the same time, they weren't quite as rigid and closed the same way some of the other networking groups were. No matter what industry you were involved with, you were always welcome to sit down at the table and have a conversation with everyone, which I really liked.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. So you still haven't started Open in Indiana yet.
No.
What was the linchpin finally? Did it just kind of morph, or did something happen?
Well, actually, Open in Indiana came out of something completely different to begin with. So I have a lot of clients that are in the Carmel area that I have a good relationship with, and they all approached me around the same time asking, what can we do to help raise awareness that their business was still open through all the road construction that was going on?
Ah, so here you got the marketing thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what we decided was going to be a good idea was to launch a website and allow the businesses in the community to join and publish their business profile, and then we'd pick up the torch of sharing those profiles out to our social media networks and let our clients and friends and family and connections learn that, hey, these guys are still open even though the road is torn up outside.
I can definitely relate to that, having been in the grocery business and having some had some torn up roads in the past.
Right.
Of course, it's become like an epidemic in Carmel these days, right?
Yeah, and the idea behind it is when it's done, it'll be a great project. But in the meantime, there's business owners and by association people who work for those business owners that still need to keep the customers walking in the door.
A very recent example of all of this, you know, the construction on Rangeline Road in Carmel, which is definitely changing things a lot. There, somehow a rumor got out on Facebook or something that I think it was Jersey Mike's or one of those sub shops was closed because of the construction, and they had to come back out and say, hey, we're not closed. We're open, you know?
Well, and in that construction project along Rangeline Road, I actually have a couple of clients who have lost their business due to the drop-off in traffic with all the road construction.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it took on a very personal meaning to me, because not only are these my clients, but over the years, they've become good friends.
Yeah, yeah. Would you be able to share which businesses those might have been?
The one that I know would be okay to share would be La Dolce Salon. Colleen Page was a client of mine early on, and she became a good friend of myself and my wife. And so with all these projects happening, she would reach out and tell us what was going on with the business. And unfortunately, one day she reached a point where...
just couldn't handle it. Just couldn't hang on.
It just couldn't happen anymore. And we felt terrible, because we got to know everyone who worked in the salon with her and know that all of them are experts in their field. And... you know, we wanted to do what we could to make sure that no other businesses were going to face that.
So it really came from a mission-based idea when you get to that kind of a point.
Absolutely.
We're going to come back to Ryan Henry with Open in Indiana and the Henry Marketing Group to talk about what Open in Indiana actually is. We know kind of why he started it now, but we do need to take a quick break and thank our underwriters and our host for the Indy's Trusted Servant Show here at 91.9 FM. Without them, we could not have the show, and you wouldn't have unforgettable music either. First underwriter is Fabric Care Dry Cleaners at 5760 West Morris Street at West Washington Street, out by the old airport. They're specialists in all sorts of dry cleaning. They have a laundromat that's open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. They do pickup and home delivery twice a week. Their phone number is 241-1288. That's 241-1288. And you can find out more about James and the good folks at Fabric Care on Facebook. Underwriter number two is Redemption Ale Works, W-E-R-K-S, at 7035 East 96th in Fishers. That is halfway between Allisonville and 69 in the old Blue Crew facility. Shoot, I think Redemption Ale Works has been open almost as long as the Blue Crew was by now. They brew their own beer on site. They have lunch, dinner, late night snacks and beverages. Very family friendly. You can grab the Monopoly game off the shelf and play Monopoly with your wife and kids at the table. Their phone number is 348-3330. That's 348-3330. And you can learn more about Josh and the good folks at Aleworks, if you spell Works, W-E-R-K-S, on Facebook. And congrats on the new store in the Muncie Mall. And finally, we want to thank our host for the show, and that is My Pet Carnivore, a pet food distribution warehouse owned by Paul and Suzanne on Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where they invited the good folks at 91.9 FM to have their studio. And My Pet Carnivore distributes healthy frozen dog and cat food to pet food lovers, not stores, just pet food owners in 48 states. I'll let you noodle what the two states they're not in yet might be, but I wouldn't put it past them to get there someday. So, now back to my good friend Ryan Henry and his Open in Indiana networking initiative, which you just started recently, right?
Yeah, Open in Indiana as a complete program just debuted in January.
Okay, give us the concept first, and then we'll talk about some of the various kinds of events you have. And we want to get into your philosophy about networking. You mentioned that on the one hand, one organization was welcoming, but maybe too structured, and you were looking for something a little less structured, and we want to get into some of that stuff as well. But give us the background on what the general idea of Open in Indiana networking is.
So Open in Indiana networking, right now we have 7 groups as of June. Now we have another group starting here in July, but each meeting meets either the first and third week of the month, the second and fourth week of the month, or we're just now starting to explore once a month type of events. Now, those physical events are open to the public regardless of what industry you work in, what size your company is, and whether or not it's your own business you've built from the ground up or you're a representative from a larger company. We welcome anyone who makes it to the meeting and reiterate that they are a participating part of the group from the moment they want to be. But beyond that, we have our meetings, and then we have an online component of the organization where you can create your business profile on your website, publish an offer for new customers or clients, as well as share any events that you're doing. The idea behind Open in Indiana isn't so much just to focus on the networking part of it. It's how can we add value to your business as a member?
And we're going to get into some more specific examples of some of the training that you're doing, but let's stick with the open networking for a minute. I have attended a couple of your events of the Carmel one that we had this morning at La Peep in Carmel at lunchtime. I note that you have events, and I plan on attending as many of these as possible. You have events in Fishers, Greenwood, downtown Indy, 2 events on the south side, Zionsville, and they're all the same kind of event. as you described, right?
Yes, they're all a one-hour meeting. So every meeting begins with introducing everyone who's there. So that's a good opportunity for you as the attendee of the group to tell us what business you represent, who you're looking to meet as far as a good referral or a good introduction we can make for you. And then we always start the meetings with a question of the week. So it's kind of our way of trying to get everyone comfortable. We notice in a lot of first-time attendees that you're a little nervous about talking to, with so many people at the same time. So we use that icebreaker question just as kind of a way to get to know each other and get comfortable so we can really get to the value of networking.
I think today's icebreaker question was what's the thing you like best about your business, right?
Yes.
And you got a wide variety of answers, right?
Absolutely.
And everybody got to know each other just a little bit better.
Yes.
And that event is free, right?
Absolutely. Now, the events that are hosted at restaurants, we ask that you purchase food or drink from the host.
Sure.
That's our way to show support, but we do not charge a membership fee to belong to Open in Indiana.
Give us your the website and any other contact information you want about Open in Indiana.
Well, we have an excellent website that just launched about a month ago. That's openinindiana.com. And so on that website, you can see everything that we're about. We also have a dedicated page to face-to-face networking, as well as a listing of all of our active members.
Active members include anybody that comes to one of these meetings? How do you figure an active member?
So after you've attended your first Open in Indiana meeting, you are welcome to create your profile on the website.
Aha.
There's no waiting period to do so. If you attend your first Open in Indiana meeting today, well, that's your qualification to join the website part of it.
Okay, gotcha. And once you've joined the website, then you are considered a member of Open in Indiana.
Yes.
Right? How many members do you have so far? And I know you didn't have all these events that I just described in January. You just had you started with one or two, and you've grown them. But how many members do you have? Can you tell me?
Right now, we're between 30 to 35 active members. Our goal is to have 250 by the end of this year.
Okay. What are the challenges that you've faced so far?
Really, the challenge is trying to explain to self-employed entrepreneurs that there is this program that you can come and meet other entrepreneurs in your area, and that we're not there just to sell our product or service. We're there to actually get to know who our fellow members are and how we can be a resource to them.
Now, you do have some events that you charge for,
yes.
Correct? And I want to get to those, but I want to stay on the Open and Network, the free ones, the ones that I have attended so far. Aside from the ones I just described, did you say you were going to start another one yet?
Yeah, we are in the works of launching a meeting in Lawrence, near Fort Harrison.
Lawrence, Fort Harrison area, yes. And that would be Jay Cox's.
Yes.
Right? Who's been on the show a couple times. For those of you who are regular listeners, he's my senior citizens expert on the show. So this is going to continue to grow, and if you have attended one, you can attend any.
Yes.
Anytime you want. You don't have to register or anything like that.
No. Now, we do have the meetings published on different websites that require registration, and that's really just to help spread the word that we're out there. If you don't manage to register anywhere out there, you just show up when the meeting happens.
I'm one of these people that never knows till the last minute whether I can go to a meeting, so I'm hesitant to register, and yet I feel sometimes, not in your case, but in some organizations, I don't want to show up without registering, which kind of makes you go, well, then I guess I can't commit one way or the other till too late. You know, there's a deadline there, and that can be kind of off-putting, even though maybe necessary in some cases.
Right, and there's a lot of self-employed individuals who may not know until 5 or 10 minutes before we get started.
Yep.
And that's okay. If you can make it, you're always a welcome part of the group. And if you don't happen not to make it to a meeting, we assume business as well, and we'll see you at the next one.
Now, Ryan is I'm beginning to understand that Ryan is somewhat of a jack of all trades beyond the internet and social networking component of his other business, the Henry Marketing Group, and we're going to get into that just a little bit and talk about some of the paid events that you put on every month that are training and seminars for various things. And we'll do that as soon as we have our second underwriter break here on the Indies Trusted Servant Show. Don't forget to listen to the Indies Trusted Servant Show every Wednesday from 4:30 to 5 here on 91.9 for lively local small biz and community talk with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indies Trusted Servant. And we want to thank our underwriters for the show and our host for the show. The underwriters are Fabricare Dry Cleaners at 5760 West Morris out at West Washington Street, out by the old airport. They are specialists in all sorts of dry cleaning. They have a laundromat that's open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. They do pickup and home delivery twice a week in the marketing area. And their phone number is 241-1288. That's 241-1288. You can find out more about James and the good folks at Fabricare on Facebook. Underwriter number two is Redemption Ale Works, W-E-R-K-S. I was just at a networking group at Redemption Ale Works last Friday for lunch. That's at 7035 East 96th Street in Fishers, halfway between Allisonville and 69 in the old Blue Crew. They brew their own beer at Redemption Ale Works. I'm kind of partial to the IPA. They do lunch, dinner, late night snacks and beverages, and it's a very family-friendly place. You can grab the old Monopoly board or whatever else, Clue, or whatever else old-timey game that they have off the shelf and play with your family before and after dinner. The phone number is 348-3330. That's 348-3330. And you can find out more about Josh and the good folks at the Ale Works on Facebook if you spell Works, W-E-R-K-S. And congrats on your new shop in the Muncie Mall. And finally, we want to thank our host for the show, My Pet Carnivore, a pet food distribution warehouse on South Shelby Street in Fountain Square, owned by Paul and Suzanne. They distribute frozen, healthy pet food, mostly dog and cat food, to dog and cat food owners, not stores, owners in 48 states. So the stuff must really be healthy. And they love the unpredictable music and the Indies Trusted Servant Show on 91.9. So they invited Jim and Russ to put the studio right here at My Pet Carnivore. Thank you very much, Paul and Suzanne and My Pet Carnivore. Now, with our last session for Ryan Henry, you have added to the 10 or so free networking events you have a month. But before we get off of those, tell us how you find out about them. What's that website?
It is openinindiana.com.
Openinindiana.com. You've added some seminars, I guess you might say, or educational events that are newer. And tell us about how that happened, what they're about, and what they cost, and so on and so forth.
Well, so we at every Open in Indiana meeting have a topic that we discuss after we've gotten introductions out of the way. And so each meeting topic that we've done has been a different component of what it takes to market your business. We've addressed components that your website should have, the types of social media networks that your business should use based on who your customer is, how to build and maintain a strong email marketing list. So what we've done is we traced the interest that each topic has had either from attendance at the meeting, as well as follow-up questions that we've had from folks after the meeting where people have either called or sent an email or just wanted to know more about it. And so we took the topics that had the most interest from our members and developed what we're hoping to do is an annual event called Workshop Week, and that runs from June 18th through June 22nd, and it will be hosted at our office, which is inside of the Southside Business Initiative at Madison and Southport.
Madison and Southport, Southside
yes.
Business Initiative, okay.
Yes, and so the Southside Business Initiative is a co-working space in which for a monthly fee, you gain 24-hour access into the facility.
Like a Launch Fishers type
exactly.
of place. Exactly. Yes, okay.
And now, both the the Southside Business Initiative and Launch Fishers are part of a bigger entity called the Indiana Coworking Passport.
Aha. Okay.
So what that means is that my membership at the Southside Business Initiative means that one day a month I could request use of any of the other eligible coworking spaces in the state of Indiana, and it doesn't cost me anything to have that one day a month.
And you could have a meeting there, or you could do a seminar there, or whatever.
Exactly. And so the Southside Business Initiative has been very, very accommodating to us in being able to reserve the conference room for our first workshop week. And so it is going to be a mix between some free as well as paid events.
Okay.
We have a free event on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. That is an introduction to Open in Indiana, as well as a good networking opportunity. So we're going to discuss in more detail what do you get on Open in Indiana's website as a free member, and then an opportunity to go through and actually create that listing. Plus, it's a good chance to network with everyone else who makes it.
Okay, so that same seminar is going to be given three nights in a row?
Well, yeah, it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 3 to 5, and then on Thursday we're doing it from 4:30 to 6:30 since we have a workshop that runs later that day.
Okay. So it's just a repeat. It's not a series, it's a repeat.
Right.
So you're giving people four chances to come to this.
Yes.
Do they have to register ahead of time?
No.
No,
for this event, it's just show up if you're able to make it, and that's why we're doing it so many days, since we know from past experience that a lot of free events, you could have the best intentions in the world out there, but something comes up, and a paying customer is always more important than anything
that's
else
right.
you could,
but
you could
so
be
So there's
in.
Always another night. And that's Monday the 18th through
Monday the 18th, Tuesday the 19th, Wednesday the 20th from 3 to 5, and then the 21st is from 4:30 till 6:30.
Okay, well, that would be a good introduction.
Yes.
To everything, for whether you've been to an Open in Indiana event or not, a great introduction, right?
Absolutely.
So what are some of the other seminars type things?
Well, on Tuesday we have a workshop called Master Your Follow-Up from 9 o'clock until noon. And this three-hour workshop costs $50 to attend. But what we're going to do in that workshop is we're going to combine three services that you may already use, known as MailChimp, Calendly, which is an online calendar where customers can schedule an appointment with you, and then something called If This Then That, or If for short. Now, what those three services are going to do built together is we've figured out how to create a workflow where sending out follow-up email messages to new connections is as simple as adding them as a contact to your phone.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. So that one costs $50. Do you have to register ahead for that?
Yes, that you do have to register ahead for, and there is a link on the front page of openinindiana.com.
Okay. So pretty much any question you've got about all of this, Open in Indiana, just go to openinindiana.com and you can find everything.
Yes.
So what is your you're still new. You're in your first 6 months of this Open in Indiana initiative. Well, here's something that has occurred to me. When are you going to get too busy to do your marketing thing and Open in Indiana?
Well, that'd be a happy problem to have.
It would be. It'd be like having a grocery store with too small a parking lot.
Well, then, in the sense of job creation and business growth, we hope to have the problem where we need to hire more folks to work with us.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, I hope that we're able to find the right candidates to keep the culture of our company.
And, of course, culture is something that you heard me rail on about at our meeting today. And it's very important. You don't have a problem with culture yet because it's just you and your wife, right?
Right.
By the way, congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you.
I saw that on Facebook, I believe.
Yes.
How many years? 8 years?
Five.
5 years. Okay, very good.
We'll get to eight, though.
You'll get to eight, I am sure, because I've met her, and I'm just sure you will. So you've just got about a minute and a half left. What do you want to finish with, Ryan?
Well, I'd like to give anybody the advice that if there's something that you truly enjoy doing, there's someone out there in the world who would be happy to pay you for it. So don't limit yourself to thinking that your future is dictated by where you're able to find a job. If you are truly passionate about something and you have the patience to deal with the frustration of building a business,
That's a
please
big
do
if
it
with
yeah.
a lot of people.
Please do it. The world needs more entrepreneurs and people who are motivated to do something.
And I will second that and tell you that entrepreneurs are the people that create all the jobs.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's very, very important. Well, Ryan Henry, thanks for being our guest on the Indy's Trusted Servant Show. Don't forget, folks, we want you to listen to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show every Wednesday from 4:30 to 5 here on 91.9 FM for lively local small biz and community talk. And I want you to go to openinindiana.com, attend one of Ryan's events, because they're very, very instructional. You'll meet a lot of great people, and most of all, you'll meet Ryan Henry himself. And before we forget, don't forget tonight at 6 p.m., Indiana Nocturne, which airs in Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, and at the University of Notre Dame with Russ Dodge and Devin Dean. Unpredictable music from the 60s through 2000. Thanks for listening to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show. See y'all next week.
We are WITT, non-commercial and listener-supported. Grateful to all sustaining donors. Thank you for your continued commitment. WITT also relies on random acts of giving. Please consider donating today. Visit our website, 919WITT.org.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Small Biz Indy. To learn more about WITT, visit their website at 919WITT.org. To learn more about Danny O'Malley and his company, Indy's Trusted Servant, visit his website at indystrustedservant.com. Find everything for your business in our small biz marketplace. Visit henrymg.com/marketplace and save 10% off your first order with promo code SmallBizIndy. This podcast is produced by Henry Marketing Group of Indianapolis, Indiana. Get new episodes automatically on your preferred listening device by subscribing to Small Biz Indy in iTunes, Google, or on our website, henrymg.com/smallbizindy. For information on today's guest or to be a guest on Small Biz Indy, send us an email, info@henrymg.com.